Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we're learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves on Daf Zayin Amud Bet, just three lines down from the top towards the end of the line. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. What we've been discussing is the topic of a person who sees a skin affliction on Chol HaMoed during the intermediate days of the festival, and he thinks it may be tzarat. So he has to call the Kohen to come diagnose him and see if it's tzarat or not. And the truth is that's the initial case, that if he is tahor right now, he can call the Kohen to see if he is a metzora. And the truth is the Kohen, according to all opinions, does not have to come see him. However, if he's already been diagnosed with tzarat before the festival and the 7 days are up, where he has to be checked by the Kohen again, or he was diagnosed as, that's if he was a confined Mitzora, a Mitzora Muzgar, so they're not sure if he has Tzaras or not, so he has to wait 7 days. The Kohen comes back and checks him out again, and that seventh day is on Chol HaMoed. Or if he was diagnosed before the festival as a definite Mitzora, but the Kohen has to come back and see if his condition is healing. So what we had said, based on the opinion of Rebbe, was that in a situation where there's a confined mitzora, Rebbe Meir's opinion makes sense. Rebbe Meir says the Kohen can go look at his skin affliction, but he only has to render a verdict if it's for the good, lahakel. So if he is tahor or things are going well with him, then the Kohen can give him his verdict. Oh, good news. But if it's bad news, the Kohen can be quiet and he doesn't have to say anything. And Rebbe said that applies to a confined Kohen, a Muzgar Kohen, but in a Muzgar Mitzora. But in the case of a Mitzora Muchlat, a definite Mitzora, Rebbe says that he agrees with the opinion of Rebbe Yossi, which is that the Kohen should not go look at the skin affliction at all, not Letov or Lara, or in other words, not Lahakel or Lahachmir, not for the lenient opinion and not for the stringent opinion, because if he goes to look at it and it is a stringent opinion, in other words, he is not getting better or he's still Tameh, then we don't want to have to tell him, it will ruin the Simcha of his holiday. Now, at this point, the Gemara suggests, perhaps, that we should flip these opinions. That's what's so complicated about this sugya. So listen, three lines down. Amar Mar, Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Nirin Divir Rebbe Yossi, the words of Rebbe Yossi appear correct to me, bimuchlat, related to a mitzora who is a definite mitzora. In other words, the Kohen should not go look at the skin affliction at all. V'divir Rebbe Meir, and the words of Rebbe Meir, that he should go look at it, but only tell him if it's good news, lahakel, bimuzgar, that is with a mitzora muzgar, a confined mitzora, the one who we're not sure if he has full-blown saras or not. V'hatanya, but did we not learn in a braita, ipcha, the exact opposite. In other words, we learned in another Breita that Rebbe agrees with Rebbe Yossi in a Muzgar and Rebbe Meir in a Muchlat. That's pretty confusing. So the Gemara answers, Tanaihi Aliva de Rebbe. You are correct. There are two versions. There is a Tanaitic dispute. Two Tanaim disagree about exactly what Rebbe's opinion is. So now we have four opinions going on at the same time, meaning we know that Rebbe agrees with Rebbe Meir in one case and Rebbe Yossi in one case, but we don't know if it is Muzgar and Muchlat or Muchlat and Muzgar. And each one of those is said by a different Tana. Okay, so let's follow. Mar Savar, one of them holds, Tzavta de Alma Adif, that the company of the world is preferable. In other words, when we're talking about his Simchat HaChag, the enjoyment that he gets in the festival, which is what we don't want to ruin. We don't want to give him news that will make him sad so that he will not enjoy the festival. So we're saying, the one opinion is that Tzavta de Alma Adif, the company of people is the most important to him, is preferable for him. So what he wants the most is not to have to be all by himself, isolated and alone outside of the camp. Umar Savar, the other one holds, Tzavta de Ishto Adif Alei, that the company of his wife is preferable to him. In other words, he doesn't care about all the people in Shul and his friends and his neighbors, as long as he can be with his wife. And here we mean be able to be intimately with his wife. That is most important to him. That's the difference between the Tanaim. So let me flesh this out. According to our original opinion, which is that Rebbe agrees with Rebbe Meir for a Muzgar Mitzora, a confined Mitzora, and he agrees with Rebbe Yossi for a Muchlat Mitzora, this is the opinion that he prefers his wife's presence. So Rebbe agrees with Rebbe Meir in a confined mitzorah, because even if he is tamei, he can still be with his wife. Because according to Rashi's view of it, whether or not he leaves the camp or not, whether or not he's a muzgar or a mukhlat, he can still be with his wife. So even in a situation where he were to get the worst possible news, he would still be able to be with his wife. So he agrees with the Rabbi Meir that he can go and look at it and give him the good news if it's good news. And if not, he can just be quiet. And he agrees with the Rabbi Yossi related to a mukhlat, because in a situation where he is a definite mitzora, he has full-blown saras, even if he is found to be, if he's found to be tamei, he can still be with his wife. But if he is found to be tahor, then he can't be with his wife, because everyone agrees that during the 7 days of purification, you are asur b'tash mishamita, you cannot be with your wife. So Rabbi Yossi says, better not to even diagnose the condition, because even if he gets good news, so to speak, the good news will mean that his condition is healing, but it also means that during the festival he cannot be with his wife. On the other hand, if we flip the opinions, so that we say that Rebbe agrees with Rebbe Yossi related to a muzgar mitzora, a confined mitzora, so then he cares more about the companionship of the world, of all of his friends and neighbors and shulgoers. So according to Rashi's opinion, as long as he is a muzgar, he doesn't have to go out of the camp. He can stay in the camp. So even though he's isolated in his house, he's not all the way outside all by himself alone. And this is assuming, I believe, that we're talking here about the Hezger Sheni. So he's not even able to extend the period of time that he is in doubt. He has to make a decision. So Rabbi Yossi would say, better not to go and decide at all than to have to give him a decision where he's going to get kicked out of the camp. Because if he gets kicked out of the camp, he's going to be all by himself. So even though he can still be with his wife, the thing he cares most about is being surrounded by other people, and he won't get that. So he agrees with Rabbi Yossi that you should not even diagnose the illness. On the other hand, if he is tamei mukhlat, that is, he's a for sure mitzora, then if the Kohen comes to look at him and he sees that he's tahor, he becomes asur b'tashmish. That's true. He cannot be with his wife, but he does get to go back into the camp during his 7 days of purification. And since he cares most about going back into the camp, we allow the Kohen to diagnose and give him the good news so that he might be able to go back into the camp from outside the camp and therefore be able to enjoy the holiday. So it all depends on which thing is most important. If his priority is being in the camp, then we want to be lenient and allow the good news to allow him to be in the camp, either to go back into the camp or not to have to leave the camp. But if his priority is being with his wife, it's better for us not to tell him anything, because whether he is a muzgar or a mukhlat, he can still be with his wife. That's according to the opinion of Rashi. I may have confused you already. If so, I apologize. It's actually quite confusing, and we need a chart. But Tosfos does read it differently, because Tosfos says that the most important thing is that the most important thing is being sent out of the camp, doing priya uprima, having to wear torn clothes and not being able to cut his hair, and having to tell anyone who comes near her, tamei, tamei, I'm tamei, stay away from me. So according to his opinion, if the thing he cares about is his wife, then Rebbe would agree with Rebbe Meir that you can give him the good news, just not the bad news. Because even though he has to do priya uprima, even though he can't cut his hair and he has to wear torn clothes, he still is with his wife. On the other hand, he agrees with Rabbi Yossi related to mukhlat if he is a certain mitzora, because if he starts to become tahor, as we said, during his days of purification, he loses his wife. And so therefore Rabbi Yossi would say, don't go and look at the skin lesion at all, and don't render any judgment, because at least if he stays the way that he is, he's still permitted to his wife. On the other hand, If we flip the opinions and we say that Rebbe agrees with Rebbe Meir with a mukhlat, a definite mitzorah, and what he cares about most is the presence of other people in his life. He cares about the world, not as much about his wife. So if he's tahor, he is no longer able to have tashmish with his wife because now he's during his 7 days of purification, but he does get to go back into the camp, and therefore that's the most important thing to him. So he agrees with Rebbe Meir that we should allow the Kohen to give him that good news. On the other hand, we agree with Rebbe agrees with Rebbe Yossi related to a Kohen Muzgar, a confined Kohen, because if he is Tamei during his confinement, he'll have to go do Priya Uprima. According to Tosos, he's already outside of the camp, but he'll have to do Priya Uprima. He'll have to wear torn clothes and not cut his hair, and he'll have to be Porish Mina Adam. He'll have to say, I'm Tamei, get away from me. So what Tosos is saying is that there's a qualitative difference from just being outside the camp and being outside the camp where you actively have to avoid every other person. And Tosos adds one other interesting point, which is that if you're a Tamei Muzgar, if you're a Mitzora Muzgar, you imagine that the next thing that's going to happen in your life is that you're going to become Tahor. But here, since it happens on the holiday, you might get bad news that you're not ready to become tahor yet. That would even depress you further on the holiday. Okay. In any case, hopefully, I'll have time to add a chart. And if I have the ability to make up a chart, I will upload the chart to here as well, and you'll be able to follow all of the different opinions. Related to which opinions Rebbe agrees with. But our Gemara now goes in a different direction. Our Gemara now says, basically, according to the opinions we were saying, it sounds like a Tamei Mukhlat, a Mitzora Mukhlat, a person who definitely has Taras, is still permitted to be intimate with his wife. So that's what the Gemara says. We're 2, 4, 6, 7, 8 lines down from the top. Lememra, which is to say, de muchlat mutar b'tashmish amita, that a definite mitzora is permitted to be intimate with his wife. Is that true? In the Gemara says, yes, it's true. Vehatanya, but didn't we learn in a braita based on this verse, v'yashav michutz la'ahalo shivat yamim, that the mitzora has to dwell outside of his tent for 7 days? What does it mean that he has to dwell outside of his tent? Shehei asur b'tashmish amita, that he's forbidden in sexual relations. That since what it means being outside of his tent is that he isn't able to have sexual relations. How do we know? V'ein ahalo ela ishto, when the Pasuk says he's outside of his tent, it means he's away from his wife. Ohel means Isha, that his tent refers to his private conjugal relationships with his wife inside the tent. Shenemar, as it says, Lech Emor Lahem, this is by Matan Torah when the Jews are getting the Torah. After they get the Torah, Moshe says to them, or Hashem tells Moshe, go tell them, Lech Emor Lahem, Shuvu Lechem L'Ohalechem, you can go back to your tents. And what it means that you can go back to your tents is you can resume having conjugal relationships with your spouses, because we know that for the 3 days before they received the Torah, they weren't allowed to be intimate with their wives. So now after they got the Torah, he says, you may go back to your tents, in other words, to your intimate spaces in your homes. So that's what it seems like. It seems like a Mitzora who is supposed to be outside of his tent shouldn't be able to have Tashmish Amito with his wife. So we bring a machloket related to this. In the Gemara it says Rabbi Huda, in the Hagos Mari Landau, he says that you should change it to Rebbe. So Rebbe Omer, Shivat Yamim Yisperulo. It says, and this is a pasuk in Yechezkel, not in the Torah, but in Yechezkel it says, he shall count for him 7 days. So we say, Yemei Sifiro, during the days of his counting, he's not allowed to have intimate relationships with his wife, which we mentioned earlier, that during those 7 purification days, and then on the 8th day he brings the karban, during those days he's not allowed to have intimate relationships with his wife. Velo Yemei Chiluto, but not during the days of his confinement. When he is an actual Mitzora, he is allowed to have intimate relations with his wife. That's the first opinion of Rebbe or Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, but Rebbe Yossi says, Shiva Yemei Sfiro, during the 7 days of his purification, when he's counting the 7 days, and then on the 8th day he brings the karban, he's not allowed to have intimacy with his wife. Kal v'chomer limei chiluto, all the more so he's not allowed to have sex with her when he's an actual Mitzora. So we actually see that there is a difference of opinion. as to whether or not a confirmed mitzora is allowed to be intimate with his wife. We are going to continue this machlot get and discuss it from a number of different angles in our next recording. Have a wonderful day.